I'm here at the Klondike Club with John, one of the organisers of the Lem June Beer Festival. How are you doing, John?
I'm very good, thank you, yeah.
The sun's come out today, it's a stunning day.
So lucky, yeah, we're pretty blessed to have the sun today after such a terrible week, but yeah, no, it's shining down, so hopefully good vibes all around for the beer festival.
It looks it, I mean, it's getting nice and busy. You've only been open for about an hour now, it's quite early in the day.
Yeah, no, an hour. We had a little bit of a hiccup this morning trying to set up, and we had people starting to arrive, and starting to panic a little bit because we weren't expecting so many people so early on. I mean, we did say we're going to be open at 12, but you know, it's better than we thought already. It's packing out, so it's nice, yeah, very good.
So there's food available as well. Like,
yeah,
I saw some pie
Jenny's
trays.
Jenny's just turned up. She was due to start at about 2. She's a bit early now, but she's here. 6 different lovely local organic pies, some good vegan and veggie and some good meaty ones as well. And there's some lovely girls who've brought some really good cakes, a little cake stall.
Some music in the background provided by, you've been harassed by some DJs who brought their own records.
Harassed by some mutual friends of ours, I believe. They've got another day on, actually, an all day in the salutation today, and they've taken the trouble to come down here and have a pint and spin some records. That's really good of them. So that's a shout out definitely for Simon Webbin and
Mr. Webbon.
Yeah, Mr. Webbon. It's good of them to show up.
Tell us about your beer brewing, because you brew your own. I mean, you've got some guest ales on
today. That's it. So we are not a registered microbrewery. We are a cooperative of homebrewers at the moment. So legally we can't sell our beers and we don't try to. What we are is just a cooperative of brewers who share equipment, share knowledge and buy in bulk. So we're a buyer's cooperative who, you know, make it easier so we can have much better quality home brews than the kits you would buy in a standard home brew store. We get to do the whole process instead of just taking it out of a tin, which means you learn a lot more and you get a lot better results. But this today is a fundraiser. So we're buying from other wonderful little microbreweries from around the area.
Do you name a couple?
Yeah, so we've got Little Valley's, a personal favourite of mine, just from Hebden Bridge. We've got Red Willow from Macclesfield. We've got Allgates. We've got Offbeat. Who else? We've got Liverpool Organic, which is not exactly local, but a cracking brewery nonetheless. Oh, God, I'm on the spot here now. Forgetting a few. We've got some really good ciders, all provided by the Real Cider Company, who are also based in Hebden Bridge, who do a great job of sourcing ciders from all over the country and bringing it up here and keeping the cost down as low as possible, but definitely just looking after the small cider creators from all around, you know, the West Country and Wales, some really good ones from Wales. So they're all on show and they're actually doing a cider tasting day as well. So we're going to do that and hopefully fundraise from this event. So in the next 6 months we're hoping to become a registered microbrewery, and that means that any person who is a home brewer, experienced or not, could never have brewed before in their life, they can come along, join the brewing co-op, learn everything they need to know and join in and just get involved, meet new people, and perhaps their beer that they create, they might see it in their local pub one day.
It's something I've always been interested in, home brewing, but right. I've never had the space. We've just moved into a house. Mm-hmm. It's a small house, but I'm thinking the loft.
You need good kitchen space for brewing. The actual brewing process, you need, you know, some gas hobs or something just to keep the water going, to keep the brewing going, but then you need somewhere to store your beers, which loft space could be good. Better than that if you've got any cellar space as well. We do have a big house somewhere in Rusholme, which is where the majority of the co-op come, and it's a very communal house. Anyone who's part of the co-op is more than welcome to come, and we'll help them do their brews there so they can come and brew in our kitchen. We've got lots of space and we've got a huge cellar, so we can rack your beers for you and you can keep coming, popping over and tampering and checking your beers as you like. That's how it works at the moment. So even if you are pressed for space, you can still, you know, come and make use of ours.
How would people get in touch with yourselves?
You can search for Manchester Brewing Cooperative on Facebook, or you can just go to our website, which is manchesterbrewingcooperative.co.uk, and get in touch with us that way. But it'd be good to hear from people.
Well, happy drinking for today.
And yourself.
I'm already enjoying a fine chocolate and vanilla dark stout. That's my kind of beer.
Lovely.
It's not exactly a summer one, but
no, but
I drink
still,
it all year round.
With a fine beer like that, that's a Liverpool Organic. That's a cracking beer, that one, so why not? I'm actually drinking a homebrew called Ooh La La, which I've poured for myself.
Have a taste and tell us what you think.
Well, it's nice amber in colour. Yeah, it's a really good beer. It's quite rounded and fruity.
Makes you go, ooh la la.
That's exactly what it does. It's a good summer beer. It's got that kind of crispness, which we'd like in the summer. So.
What strength is that about?
This is a 3.7%. So
it's a nice, easy old day.
Yeah, a good little session beer. Not too powerfully hopped, so it's, you can drink a lot of it.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you very much for coming down. Thank you.